It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. And today, a tip of the cap. Thanks for the memories, Coach K. They booed him recently during his final visit to the University of North Carolina. And then the University of Virginia courteously honored him before the tip-off of his final visit to Charlottesville. And now, all of those ACC conference road games are over. Though some basketball fans may dislike Duke University basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski, no one denies that he has enjoyed a long and successful basketball coaching career. After 42 seasons as Duke's men's basketball coach, Coach K's final regular season home game at famed Cameron Indoor Stadium will be played on Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time on ESPN against arch-rival North Carolina. Make sure and tune in early for the pregame festivities, as about 80 of Coach K's former Duke players will be on hand to salute the school's iconic basketball coach prior to the opening tip-off. As has been the case so many times during his years as head coach at Duke, hundreds of students are camping out right now at Krzyzewskiville. That's located outside of Cameron Indoor Stadium. They're trying to get the best seats for Saturday evening's game with Carolina. The Duke student section, known for their creative chants and unique ability to get under the skin of opposing players and coaches, can be just as entertaining as the basketball game itself. With tickets to the final home game being scalped for more than $4,000,
excellent.
It'll be interesting to see how the generally stoic 75-year-old Mike Krzyzewski handles all of the farewell emotions while trying to keep his Duke team, now 26-4 and winners of 12 of their last 13 games, focused on beating North Carolina Saturday night. Coach K sits atop the NCAA Division I men's basketball world with a record of 1,196 wins and counting during his illustrious coaching career, the first 5 years coming at Army and the final 42 years at Duke. He also has coached the U.S. Olympic basketball team to gold medals in 2008, 2012, and 2016 too. His unique ability to get talented individuals to play within his team concept in order to win basketball games has kept him on top of his profession. Mike Krzyzewski projects a fierce intensity on the basketball court. He often works the officials just as hard as he gets onto his own players too. Fans of opposing schools, such as North Carolina, think that Coach K gets far too many breaks from the referees as he stalks the sidelines and lobbies them for a break during the games. In what is a reflection of their coach's laser-focused attitude, Duke basketball games are generally 2 hours of quite intense competition. Coach K's basketball teams have responded quite well over the years. With 12 NCAA Final Four appearances and 5 national basketball championships to his credit in 42 years at Duke, he will be remembered as one of college basketball's most successful coaches. To this day, Mike Krzyzewski remains thankful for this chance, which former athletics director at Duke, Tom Butters, gave him back in 1980 to become the school's basketball coach in the tough Atlantic Coast Conference. During his first 3 years at the private university in Durham, North Carolina, which was founded way back in 1838, the future basketball coaching legend's first years as Duke's basketball coach were less than spectacular. The team won just 38 games and had 47 losses, and after year number 3 at the school, Duke basketball fans started calling for the athletics director to fire the young basketball coach. Fortunately, the Duke AD kept the faith. Duke's basketball teams have now won 20 or more games in 36 of the next 39 years that Coach K has been there, and have remained one of America's top basketball programs for over 4 decades. Said Coach Mike Krzyzewski earlier this week, quote, "If I was in this day and age, I hope there would still be a Tom Butters, but there is a good chance that I would be coaching or teaching in high school because I would have been fired. He believed in me enough to hire me and to stick with me." The only thing which has slowed down Duke basketball has been the coach's bad back. In 1994, a ruptured disc put Mike Krzyzewski on the bench for the entire season. He gave thoughts to retiring, but once again, his Duke mentor, Tom Butters, the athletic director, talked him out of it. He said, When I was having physical and mental health problems during 94 and 95, he stuck with me even though I had put in my resignation to him. He said, "No way." After his long career at Duke, Coach K has also received offers to coach in the NBA on several different occasions. He's contemplated offers from the Boston Celtics, Portland Trail Blazers, Los Angeles Lakers, New Jersey Nets, and Minnesota Timberwolves. Fortunately for the Blue Devils and most of college basketball's fans, he's turned down every offer and stayed at Duke. It's quite possible that Coach K's wife, Mickey, and their three daughters had a lot to do with those decisions, too. She's been at his side ever since they were married on the day of Mike's graduation from Army's West Point Academy in 1969. Mike handles the basketball team, while his wife Mickey has been his faithful teammate in charge of the family and his personal life. He readily gives credit to his spouse for much of his coaching success. During a recent interview, Coach K said of his wife Mickey, quote, "She's really talented and smart, and so are my daughters too. I've said this many times, but a big reason I think I've continued to get better and better is because of being with four ladies. A woman's wisdom, their understanding of people and situation, they just ask a lot more questions." After recovering from his back injury and returning to coach again at Duke in 1995, Mike Krzyzewski has had to make some key adjustments to his recruiting and coaching styles too. After many years of successfully having his basketball players stay there for 3 or 4 years in school prior to going to the NBA, recent decades have seen more and more high school recruits wanting to opt out of college basketball after just 1 year at the school to enter the NBA. Nonetheless, Duke has gone on to win 3 more NCAA championships since the year 2000 by utilizing a variety of talented one-and-done basketball players who have left school quickly for the NBA. Though college basketball fans like myself might prefer to see these players mature in college a little bit longer prior to entering the NBA, the game has changed quickly, and so did Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Another tribute to Coach K's success at Duke has been watching so many of his former players graduate from school and become successful basketball coaches in their own right. Former Duke starters such as Bobby Hurley, who's now at Arizona State, Mike Bray at Notre Dame, Tommy Amaker at Harvard, Johnny Dawkins at Central Florida, Chris Collins at Northwestern, and Jeff Capel at Pittsburgh have become successful basketball coaches. Former Duke Blue Devils guard Quinn Snyder has been the head basketball coach of the NBA's Utah Jazz since 2014. One very fortunate former Duke basketball player is John Shire, and he's been on the bench this season along with his Hall of Fame coach. Shire was handpicked by Krzyzewski last summer to become the next coach at Duke beginning next season. The departing coach wanted to give his successor a full year to learn the ropes, and believe it or not, Duke's legendary basketball coach plans to stay out of the arena beginning next season once he retires from coaching. Coach K said recently, quote, "I think John's going to do an amazing job with that, and I'm ready. Believe me, there is no thought in my mind. I will not be at the games. Where would I sit? I'm not going to hover over anything." With Coach K's name already painted onto the hardwood court at Duke's famous Cameron Indoor Stadium, it'll be a very difficult job for the new head coach to create his own new legacy. The retirement of Coach Mike Krzyzewski at Duke means that the ACC has lost two of its coaching giants in the last 2 years. Former University of North Carolina coach Roy Williams retired after last season and believes that both schools' basketball programs will continue to flourish. Said Coach Roy, "It'll be different. But Vic Bubas at Duke and Dean Smith at Carolina both left, and Duke and North Carolina were still pretty good. With Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski leaving, it's still going to be pretty good in this area." Roy Williams also added some personal thoughts about his longtime coaching adversary at Duke. He said, "He's just been phenomenal in everything he's done. The only thing wrong with Mike Krzyzewski is that he doesn't play golf. That's the only thing wrong with him." Well, watch out, Roy. With a little bit more time on his hands beginning this spring, it wouldn't be surprising to hear that Coach K had begun working on his golf game and will be ready to renew a little friendly competition with you on the links soon. Thanks for the memories, Coach K. I'm Swamp Swami. All right. Come back and see us.
Gonna suck it to me now.